Hi, it's Becky from Deluxe Home Care.
Hi, this is Tina Sweat. Is this Medicaid?
This is a home care agency. We provide aids for people that need home health aid, home health care.
Okay, I was wondering, I had had a recent increase in our monthly
home care
benefits.
Okay.
Huh?
And your monthly units of home care or help?
Yeah, it has increased.
Okay.
And I was wondering if I could report that or what I needed to do.
Sure, no problem. What's your Medicaid ID?
Like, what do you mean?
Do you know your DCN or Medicaid ID?
Where would I find that?
It would be on your Medicaid card. If you don't have that, I can look it up based on your social.
Okay.
So hold on, let me get that open then. If that's easier.
Thank you.
Sure. Second. Okay. So first, what's your date of birth?
11/15/71.
Okay. And what's your social?
500-82-65-48.
Okay. Perfect. Okay, yes, I got your Medicaid ID. This is a good thing to have. What I'm going to do is I'll text it to you so that for the future, it's, you know, you have it handy if anyone ever asks. Okay?
Okay.
It's 10, you know what, I'll text it to you. Hold on. What's your phone number to text?
660 822-165, what is it, Randy? 1562.
62, okay. So my first text is, hi, it's Becky from Deluxe Home Care. And then my next text is your Medicaid ID.
Okay.
Okay. So now that I have your Medicaid ID, let me look up what you're working with. Give me a second.
Okay.
Okay, it says, when did you get this increase?
Last month was my first increase.
Okay, because right now it doesn't look like you have an active care plan for home care. Would you like me to submit a referral for you to get to start getting services?
And what is that?
Well, I'll tell you why. Right now, it looks like you could be approved because I see you did well on your last assessment. Looks like it was done in August. Okay, you were approved, and you were approved. The only thing is, you never actually start. It doesn't look like you started home care. Actually, it does. Case closed effective 11/4 at participant's request. Meaning to say, in November, you told them you don't want home care?
Right.
So, would you want home care now if you just got an increase?
I do not.
You don't. So, okay. Do you know that there's a program, consumer-directed services, where you can have a family member or friend or a community person be your aide, actually? So, you know, it could be someone that...
Yes, I do know that.
Already lives with you, right? Okay, fine, because
yeah.
You are approved. If you ever change your mind, you are approved, which is really nice.
Okay. I don't think so right now because my husband is taking care of me and whatnot. So, anyway, I was just – so can I tell you my increase or what do I do now?
I'm not really sure what the increase is for. If you don't want home care, then what's this increase about?
Oh, it's my increase in I finally got my disability, and I wanted to. I need to know where to confirm my increase in our funds.
Yeah, that's probably that's probably information you'd want to submit to Medicaid, I'd assume.
Right. And do you know what number I should call?
So I could give you the main Medicaid number, and it would direct you further.
Okay.
It's 855.
Okay.
373.
Okay.
4636.
Thank you very much.
Sure. Listen, they do close at 3 o'clock, so you would already have to call tomorrow, 9 a.m.
All right.
They're open
9 All right.
to
3. Thank you.
Of course. Also, Tina, if you do decide
thank you.
To... Sure. Also, I wanted to say, if you do decide to, you know, take home care in the future, I texted you so you have my number. You know, we can always service.
Okay. Okay. That's awesome.
Amazing. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Have a nice day. Okay, bye.